bases. All your bases belong to us. And what are we on? Bases. Moon bases. Boom.
Good day. This is a secured transmission. This communication from Maintenance Lead Wilder has revealed that complications within the Moonbase network were not limited to Base Theta. As such, additional archival files have been uncovered that delve into the history of each base before their respective shutdowns. I repeat, the previous history of all your base. As base says. The following is report AYB-E5, code word Epsilon.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
There you are. I said to meet me on the supply level. Everything we do makes more sense when you've seen the... Never mind, we're here, and I do a full base walkthrough every morning anyway. We'll work our way down. You'll get to see what really sets Epsilon apart from the rest of the moon. Probably the last time you'll see it all, too. We're putting you right to work, downstairs. So much to do, so much stuff, so much to inventory. I know, I'm in a hurry and you've been waiting for what, a week now? 10 days? Most folks need some time to recover from stasis, and I've been absolutely buried. You know, my work stacks are like those magic scarves magicians pull out of their sleeves and keep pulling and pulling and pulling and pulling. And you're thinking, why wouldn't I tell myself, Val? Oh, Quartermaster Valentine Narvaez, pleased to meet you. Why wouldn't I say, Val? There's all this work and an absolute hard deadline on the calendar with that looming base shutdown. Why wouldn't you get your new assistant started as soon as possible? But it takes preparation, orientation, it takes organization and paperwork, and that's all another one of those endless magic scarves by itself. Especially with all the intercorporate bullshit with you being from the consortium entering the conglomerate systems. But never mind, you know all that. It's not like it's your first day. Let's get going. The top level is mostly for show. You've got the lounge with big viewports for receptions. The younger crew sneaks up here at night for various types of canoodling. Not every base has this kind of room. They take full advantage. Off to the side, we've got some various admin cubicles. Management is up here, comms, nothing too important. Sometimes I stick my head in. But they're not a big strain on base resources. They file their requisitions through the system and all is well. We're moving on. And where we're moving on to is my favorite part of the tour. Another Epsilon exclusive. I'd move my desk up here if they'd let me. This is such a special thing. Here, let me get the pad there. And away we go. This is another showpiece for visitors to the moon. They all stopped by here first, but I still had to push for it. Management wanted to shove everything into storage, but I said it belongs in a museum. And I do have a bit of pull around here. I'm sure you know how many of the moon bases match up with the old Apollo landing sites. Or I mean, later on the Chang'e or Chundrunyan, but They were absolutely obsessed with the Apollos. And I mean, they did leave the best stuff around to be picked up. The others did a better job of cleaning up after themselves, but where's the fun in that for future generations? So, a big, big Apollo display along this wall here, the whole way across. Some scientific stuff. Base Alpha sent over a practically mint laser range reflector from Apollo 15. And a few more personal items. There's a blue hand towel from Apollo 12 and just... why? But it's here. And some things are a little too personal, if you know what I mean. It wasn't my idea to keep Buzz Aldrin's poop, but we've got it on display. Logged and listed and security tagged. Anything rare on the base is tagged. You know how valuable equipment tends to wander. But I pull up my clipboard and I click this icon here. Click this icon right here. And it tells me... it's supposed to tell me the current location. Someone probably got a little overeager with the shutdown and flipped the wrong switch. I'll send a note off to security. But over in this corner, this is really the best. Since we're next door to what was Tranquility Base back in 1969, we've got the cream of the crop of the 106 items abandoned after the very first moon landing. We've got a mission patch, a plaque they attached to the lander. I wasn't allowed to bring the lander in, but I know right where it is at all times. Neil Armstrong's boots, a few tools. They're all pitted up by micrometeorites, but it's still cool to think they used these for soil samples 129 years ago. And the really fun one, probably my favorite piece of the whole collection, there was this coin. Not really a coin, I guess. A silicon disc that they were leaving for, I don't know, future astronauts? Aliens? God? Anyway, it's inscribed with all these tiny goodwill messages from back when there were countries. Peru, Ghana, Canada, you know. We rejoice together as a government and a people. I absolutely love the messages. It's just the coolest thing. A one-of-a-kind artifact. We keep it under UV glass for protection. But you've really got to see. Oh, it must have slid down behind the liner. That's happened before. It just... a minute. It's not here. It's not here. Nobody else should have had access but security and... damn it. What about the app? Shit. It's gotta be... I'm just going to alert them again. With the tracking down, you'd think they'd be... but it's got to be here somewhere. It didn't grow legs or something. You know what it's like. I'm sure when something isn't where you expect it to be, it'll turn up. The most valuable collectible anywhere on Epsilon. A closed system, after all. How far could it go? It'll turn up. Let's just lock this again. Without disturbing potential evidence. And we've got the rest of your tour to get through. Follow me. It isn't that big a deal. I mean, it's a valuable item. And it would look bad if I couldn't track it down, but we'll keep our eyes out as we go. It'll turn up. I know that coin awfully well. It's been a significant contribution to a world utopia and peace through the universe. Chiang Kai-shek, President, Republic of China. And here's the ramp down to level 2. The ramps were an interesting design choice, easier for sure on accessibility, which is particularly helpful when you're new and adjusting to the gravity difference. Also allows us to move large items in and out more easily. This morning, we brought up mining equipment and some larger supply packages the whole way from our level. All properly inspected and logged, of course. I'll show you the system when we get downstairs. Everything is inspected and logged. Now, where was I? Where we are, of course. Level 2. Starting with the lab, though there's not much going on here at the moment. We didn't have much of a science crew, really. When the shutdown was announced, they were first to take early stasis. Must be nice. Still, I pop my head in to make sure nothing important has vanished. Or fallen off a shelf. Or has... I wonder if we should do a chemical inventory. It's been a while, and I don't recall those levels. What do you think? Stop and get into it? Or should we keep on going? Keep on going? I'll add it to your list for later. Best you learn these things anyhow. Let's move on. The kitchen's next, and this is the best time to check in. Not usually quite this empty, but our kitchen staff does double duty on the farm. I guess they're there at the moment. Here, we'll take a quick look through the cupboards. We've got the biggest hydroponic gardens in the Moonbase network. At the beginning, they were looking at expanding the bases into a platform for, you know, heading further out. Expeditions into the great beyond. Next steps into the universe. Aliens, God, whatever. They broke a few more mugs. Nope, down to pull 3 mugs out of storage. And they're running low on a few of the spices. Always the expensive stuff, of course. They send us requisitions too. But if I see something's a bit low, I get right on it. I prefer when my food's got some flavor. So that was the original plan. But they kept finding more immediate uses for the extra fuel and water and foodstuffs, I guess. Plans changed. And now they've changed again, and we're all heading home in a few weeks. I don't get it all myself. But ours is not to question why. Ours is to keep up the lines of supply. Right? Okay, I better check the silverware drawer too. Never know where something might wind up. There's a little lost and found box in the back. Would have been kind of odd to find it here. But not the weirdest thing I've ever seen. If someone had it in their pocket, and... But no, nothing. Damn it. Damn it! All right, we're on the move again. As the Prime Minister of Australia would say, to strive, to seek, to find, and not to yield. That's on the coin too, of course. And this is the farm beside us now. The whole site is theirs. We'll let them do their work, no bother. Keep an eye out in the system for requisitions. But down here on the end, this is where I need to stop. Just hang out here. I'll be just a minute. Hey,
I just wanted to check on... I know. I just thought if you got the tagging system up and running, I could... We're all busy. I just... That hasn't stopped me from keeping your special supplies flowing. That's not a threat. I just... What other things? I was just telling, you know, my new assistant. Outside. Right. I'm off then.
Thanks so much. Let's go. I should have known that wouldn't help. Goddamn security, heads up their own ass so far. You'd think those private chocolate shipments would get some sort of response when I need a thing, and... they ate Hershey's. It's not like I'm diverting anything useful. Anyway, enough of all this. One last turn of the corner on the ramp, and... Aquí tienes! The heart of the moon base. Belly of the beast. Hangar 51. Inventory and equipment storage! Go ahead. Gasp. Everyone does. So much inventory, so much stuff. Stuff from top to bottom. Shelves and racks and cases bagged and boarded and sealed for freshness. All the little, utterly necessary things that no one thinks of until they run low. The bigger things that when they break, you calculate the hours it'll take to pay for another one of those. And the big, one-of-a-kind items. Most of them aren't really one-of-a-kind, of course. But every so often one of them is, and your heart stops for a minute when you can't figure out where it's gone. Take it all in. I'll be with you in a minute. Just let me run a few searches. No new reports, no updated tickets, no requisitions that haven't already been filled, and the tracking system, of course, that's still offline. No leads at all. Never mind, Narvaez. Don't let that get you down. rather than a victory of technology, we salute a victory of human will. Leopold Sédar Senghor, Senegal. Speaking of technology, one more thing I need to deal with. Just another moment. Sorry for all this. Okay, mark that 24071969-C74. So, this will be your workstation to the side. I know it's a bit buried at the moment. I guess that'll be your first assignment. It's the stuff. It piles up absolutely everywhere, you know? So much stuff. It does seem like a lot, doesn't it? Especially for one moon base? For several moon bases. You've signed all the confidentiality paperwork, right? It can't hurt to tell you now. You'd notice before long anyway. You couldn't help yourself. For the last 8 or 9 months, we've been establishing a series of secondary supply stashes across the moon. The locations are all top secret. Even I don't know where. The construction and delivery bots arrive already programmed. I just sent them loose and programmed the shipments with the codes I'm given. I don't know if they're new bases, or if they're setting up some sort of exploration survey. Remember, I told you, they changed their plans. We don't get to know what those plans are. We just keep track of the supplies, and we send them on their way. At least, I don't get to know. I've been working in this moon basement for years now. The inventory comes in, the inventory goes out. A place for everything and everything in its place. But I don't get to know their plans. I don't even ask. I'm a good little worker. As long as I've tracked all the stuff, what difference does it make? But then you show up, my new assistant. And obviously, you know. You're in on everything. You could have said something, you know. It was already too late to stop you. Those packages went out this morning and I don't have the access to pull them back. You could have said something in the museum or before I stopped in at security. They must know everything too, I assume. And they're never gonna let me hear the end of this. You could have been the slightest bit helpful before you ruined my career on your little secret mission. I wasn't going to get to the end in time, but I was piecing it together bit by bit. The way you reacted when the coin wasn't in the display case. And then I tested you in the lab and the kitchen. But I didn't know. I wasn't sure. I didn't get to know. Until a few minutes back, and those three little tones from the computer. The first tone was the inventory tracking system booting back up. Even if they're on your side, security didn't want me messing with their chocolate. The second was an alert that the database was active again. The third, after searching on the identifier I've been searching for all goddamn day, told me that my coin, along with a few other cultural artifacts I hadn't tracked yet, a number of chemicals from the laboratory, and all the more valuable spices from our kitchen. Basically, the best stuff you could steal without being noticed was all sealed into a crate under a false manifest and diverted to Secondary Supply Area Charlie, which could be the next crater over, or the far side of the moon, for all I can tell. For all I'm allowed to know. That's what you don't seem to understand. You and whoever's in on this with you. My job is literally to know. To know where every piece of stuff on this moon base is. Where it came from. Where it goes. This is what I do. And I wasn't going to stop until I found out. I don't care what you're up to. I don't care if you're a spy. If this is some intercorporate bullshit, or you just wanted to get your hands on anything valuable. You could have made up some excuse, told me the weakest story, and it probably would have flown. All I care about is the stuff. Like a certain coin you probably didn't even look at before you stole it. You didn't read one of the 74 inscriptions. You don't even know that Pierre Trudeau of Canada said, "Man has reached out and touched the tranquil moon." Not that it's tranquil anymore. Don't open your mouth. Don't say a single word. Don't get up. You're not going anywhere. I still may not know the why, but I know what you did, and what you did is you messed up my stuff. So you're going to sit there and go through every item on every spreadsheet and tell me whether or not those things are where they're meant to be. Every item, every spreadsheet, until the shutdown comes. Nobody leaves this moon base until we resolve my goddamn inventory.
Hope you enjoyed today's episode. That was Rissa M. as Val Narvaez. Our consortium announcer is Evan Tess Murray. DJ Silvis wrote the episode and edited dialogue, while Cass McPhee did the sound design. Cass and Deej co-produced the episode. Our theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Check them out at ramp-music.net. Transcripts, cast bios, additional music attribution, and more are found on our website, monkeymanproductions.com. Looking for other great audio drama? Visit fableandfolly.com to learn all about the other shows on our network. None of this would be possible without our Patreon supporters. Join them and get early access to every episode, exclusive bonuses, and the knowledge that you're supporting independent audio fiction. Join them at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions. Next month, we're deep below the surface of Moon Base Zeta. Until then, keep an eye on all your stuff. A really close eye. And of course, keep watching the moon.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
If you love Actual Plays D&D, Hades, or Greek mythology and improv, be sure to check out Rogue Runners, Volume 1, In the Blood, to follow the adventures of Alexander the Great, King of Macedon, and Drunk Paladin.
Oh, sorry. I guess now I'm Alexander the Grump.
Rolf, part-time sorcerer, full-time boomer.
Is it a sex thing?
It was a sex thing!
Arete, stealthy rogue, and even thirstier mobster.
Have you bathed and brought to my tent?
And Annie, legendary bard and chocolate milk fanatic. Together, these four wretched shades will battle their way out of hell for another chance at life, with a little help and hindrance from gods and monsters alike.
Word of advice when you're opening up these things, you're supposed to say, "Olympus, I accept this message," in some really serious voice.
Take your place among the living again.
Your tactics are adept, if too elegant for my tastes.
My dear, saying no is never a crime.
You hit like a Philistine.
You're not getting out of here alive, wretches.
A pinky promise?
A double pinky promise.
When you die, you'll have to tell me all about it.
Rogue Runners, an actual play audio drama made during the pandemic, all while maintaining proper social distancing.
And I'll follow at a 6-foot distance.
How about a 5-foot distance for D&D purposes?
Sure.
Okay.